Boy, we have a lot to be thankful for today. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Our scripture is going to talk about that today. I hope you have your Bibles. If you do, please open them up to the book of Luke. Today we'll be in the book of Luke. We'll be looking at Luke chapter 17, the book of Luke. Luke chapter 17. I'm going to talk to you a story about Christ cleansing 10 lepers. That's what we're going to talk about today. Let's see what God's word says. Verse 11 says, "Now it happened, as he went to Jerusalem, and that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee, then as he entered a certain village, there met him 10 who were lepers, who stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, 'Jesus, Master, have mercy on us.' So when he saw them, he said to them, 'Go show yourselves to the priests.' And so it was that they went, and they were cleansed. And one of them, he saw that he was healed. He returned, and with a loud voice he glorified God, and he fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks, and he was a Samaritan. So Jesus answered and said, 'Were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the other 9? Were there not any found who returned to give glory to God except for this foreigner?' And he said to him, 'Arise and go your way. Your faith has made you well.'" Let's bow our heads as we go to the Lord in prayer today. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we just thank you, God, for all the things that you do for us every day, God. It's almost impossible to be able to name the things you do for us in the last 10 minutes, let alone our entire lives, Lord. But God, help us, Lord, to be able to calm down and stay out of the hustle and bustle of life, Lord, and to be able to really enjoy this week with our friends and our family and those that we love. Help us, God, to be able to ponder all the wonderful things that we have to give thanks for, Lord. Help us, God, for this week, stop focusing on selfish things that we want and start focusing on all the great things we have to be thankful for. Lord, teach us to have a grateful heart. Teach us, Lord, contentment. Teach us love, God, and show us, Lord, what it means, Lord, to be thankful. Jesus, we thank you for everything that you've done for us, but we thank you most for giving your only begotten Son to die on the cross for our sins, Lord. Because of that precious gift that you've given us, we'll be with you in heaven someday, eternally, singing great songs like Give Thanks. Thank you, Lord, for everything. For it's in your holy and precious name we pray, Lord. Amen. 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 So, of all the holidays celebrated every year, I mean, there's lots of holidays celebrated every year, but of all those holidays, Thanksgiving is one of my favorites. And you wonder, well, why is Thanksgiving one of your favorites? Well, most people would think, well, it's about the food. It's about the turkey. But that's not really my favorite reason. Other people would say, well, maybe it's because you get to spend time with friends and family. And well, that's nice too. That's not really the reason Thanksgiving's one of my favorite holidays. Others may say, well, most of us have a day off work. Well, except maybe Kyle. But most of us have a day off work. We get to relax. We get to rest. All that anxiety and stress, it kind of goes out the door. And we just get time to rest. And so maybe that's why your favorite thing is Thanksgiving. My reason why I think Thanksgiving is one of my favorite holidays is because it is the only holiday that's a national holiday that our entire United States and Canada celebrate that is about giving thanks to the Lord. That's all it's about. You see, it's interesting that in our world we want to remove God from everything, but we sure don't want to remove Thanksgiving. Everybody enjoys that turkey day. And I love that our entire United States celebrates Thanksgiving about giving thanks to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You know, the neat thing about that, it's not just a Christian holiday, but it's a holiday, again, that's celebrated by every single person. Do you have something to be thankful for? If you do, let me see your hands today. Great, great, great. Well, I'm going to put that to the test because, you know, that's just what I like to do. I need 2 volunteers that have lots of hot air. Do I have any volunteers today with lots of hot air? Yes, come on up, Angela. I need 1 more volunteer with hot air. Oh, you're pointing to... Come on, Thomas. Sure, sounds good. I don't want to get you in Brother Jordan. Now, I need a favor here. Our volunteers, they're good people. And what our volunteers are going to do for us today is I'm going to have you raise your hand for everything that you're thankful for. And I'll call on you. And as you say one thing, our lovely volunteers today will put just 1 gasp of air into this balloon. And so we will see if we have enough things to be thankful for that are just bursting with excitement. Huh? Does that sound like fun? That sounds good to me. All right. So are you volunteers ready?
Sure.
Sound real excited? That's great. All right. So if you have something to be thankful for, raise your hand. All right. Miss Deborah, what are you thankful for today? Yes, the faith is home safe. That's worth a puff of air. All right, good. Who else has something they're thankful for? Mike.
Thankful for my beautiful woman.
Yes, for Stacy. All right, that's worth another puff of air. Yeah, look, those balloons are looking great. All right, yes, what are you thankful for?
I gotta see my grandpa. He's dinner with
them. Hey, that's fantastic. That's something to be thankful for. Well, those balloons are growing at an alarming rate. Yes, Miss Judy.
Thinking about I've got my
Got your family, amen. That's worth being thankful for, sure. Miss Alva, did you have something?
Good health.
Good health, yes, indeed. Connie.
My daughter came home safe from Washington, D.C.
Yes, that's good news, good news. Miss Victoria.
Waking up every day.
Yes, that's definitely worth it. It looks like Thomas has got a little more blessings than Angel over here. I don't know what's going on here. All right, who else got some? Ariel. Yeah, good paying job. That's a thing to be thankful for. Yep, good. Is that balloon getting tight yet?
Mm-hmm.
All right, yeah, good deal. Do we have any other blessings to be thankful for? Yes, Jordan.
I'm reborn in Jesus Christ.
Amen, brother. Yeah, that's thankful. Yes, indeed. All right, what else do we have? Any other blessings? Miguel came through his surgery well. That's worth playing for. Yeah, good deal, good deal. You guys having fun with our volunteers? I'm having a great time out there. You know, that's all kinds of things. Anybody else have anything?
No.
Yes, Brother Bill.
Good pastor.
Hey, praise the Lord. When you hire that guy, I can't wait. Yes, Miss Marcia.
I got a job.
Got a job.
I'm
unemployed
for a while. I have a job now.
Hey, there you go. Praise the Lord. That's good. That's good. Any other blessings we have that people want to share? Yes.
It's going to be fun with that balloon burst.
Amen, it is. Yeah, it is. Woo! Come on, you got to blow for that. All right. Yes, Miss Deborah.
I love Kansas. I do. I am so thankful.
Of course you do.
Yes, yes. All right, I see people covering their ears. This is getting exciting. Any other praises? We don't want to leave anybody out. Yes, Brother Thomas.
Thankful for my lovely family.
Yes, amen. I think Thomas is also thankful I gave him the bigger balloon, so his isn't going to burst quite as easily. But that's what family is for, right, Ange?
Absolutely.
Yes, Miss Marsh, you got something else?
I've got my hearing back, but I'm kind of afraid of
it. All right, there we go. Good deal, good deal. Anybody have anything else? No, no, all right. Well,
come on, Alan, get one out of them.
You got to have something else. All right, come on. Yeah, there you go.
Being here at church.
Being at church, heck yeah. Angela's not going to be thankful for that in a minute, but just so far. All right, that balloon is only supposed to grow 9 inches. By the way, that looks pretty good. That's got to be at least 16, I would figure. Oh, no, it's your turn. All right, anybody else have anything? Yes, Miss Joyce.
Church family.
Church family, praise the Lord. Woo! Well, that is a lot of blessings. You look at all those blessings. Jennifer, you got something for us? You're thankful for Ian? Hey, remember that. We should record this, huh? Yeah, that's good. That's good. Is anybody getting nervous yet? This is fantastic. All right, any other blessings before we continue? Brother Daryl, sure. Yeah, that's good news. That's good news. It's getting pretty tight, huh?
It really is.
Brother Ronnie, you got something for us?
I'm thankful for my life and my family.
Amen, brother. Amen. Wow, yes.
It's almost Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Praise the Lord. That's something good to be thankful for. Yes.
I'm thankful
job that I have that I can be home with my children more.
Absolutely. It's always great to be home with your kids. Yeah, there you go. All right, well, that is a lot of blessings, as you can see. It's amazing what God can do. He could take a 9-inch balloon and turn it into the size of a punch ball. And Thomas, well, Thomas's punch ball is about to blow up there, too. Ronnie, you got one more for us?
I'm thankful the balloons are going to pop.
Amen. All right. Well, let's praise God by letting go of those balloons. Ready? 1, 2, 3. Woo! All right, let's give our volunteers a round of applause. Good job, guys. Good job. Boy, we have a lot to be thankful for, don't we? Amen, amen. The Bible tells us in Psalm 107, verse 1, it says, "Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good and His love endures forever." Many people take Thanksgiving as a time to reflect on all the things they're thankful for, you know? We take this time at Thanksgiving just to think about with our families, what really are we thankful for? And you guys listed all kinds of great things, so many things that you almost burst two giant balloons. And so that's a lot to be thankful for. I was thinking about, what am I thankful for this Thanksgiving? And I thought, you know, first it has to be my family. I'm thankful that Shannon is done. She doesn't have to drive on any more dangerous roads. She doesn't have to avoid cows and horses and deer and every other wild animal that her and her family have hit. And so I'm thankful that she's safe now. I'm thankful, as they said, that Faith came home from South Korea this weekend. So praise the Lord. My daughter's back in the country. She shouldn't have to be deployed anymore. And she'll be home for Christmas. So that's a huge blessing. I'm thankful that my son Joshua is going to graduate high school soon and move on into the computer field and do what God wants him to do. So that's pretty good stuff. Thankful for my church family. It's great to have a family that really loves the Lord. I'm thankful that we're growing, but not just in new faces. We're growing in our love for Christ. We're growing in our love for each other. It's nice to see that after service is over, everybody doesn't run for the hills. It's nice to see when service is over, people are talking, they're visiting, they really spend time together, and that you really do care about each other. That's an awesome thing to be able to see. You know, I'm thankful for all the hard work that people in the church do. I'll tell you, not only do you have your own jobs outside of the church, not only do you have your own families to take care of and your own stuff to deal with, but you have all kinds of things that you do in the church. I'm thankful for the people that clean it. Isn't it nice to come into a clean church? I'm thankful for the people that decorate the church. Isn't it nice to have pretty decorations? I'm thankful for the people that teach each week and for the hard work that it is on taking care of the building, whether that be mowing or changing light bulbs or painting, doing all those different things. I'm thankful that when we have Bible studies, people open their hearts and they share. They're not worried about, well, what if I say something wrong? What are people going to think of me? You just share from your heart. I mean, that's what makes our Bible studies so special. I'm thankful we have people that cook or buy food for us on Wednesday so that we can eat. That's an absolute blessing. And that people come to the different events. I'm thankful for the people that drive people to church and drop them off. I mean, there's so many things that I'm thankful for in our church family as I was thinking about. And I thought, you know what I'm most thankful for, though, out of everything, is that I have a book filled with God's promises that will never lie to me. It will never lie to me. I'm thankful that when we meet here in our church, we can feel the presence of the Holy Spirit. That's not something you feel everywhere. And that's something that's special and precious to me too. You know, there really is no amount of things. It's no limit on the amount of things that we can be thankful for when you really think about it. The pilgrims, they're the people who get the credit for kind of starting Thanksgiving here in the United States. And they were thankful too. Like us, they all had busy lives. They all worked very hard. But when they looked at their life, they thought, wow, there's so much to be thankful for. And in 1623, a man named Governor Bradford, he made this statement at Plymouth Rock. Listen to this. It says, "To all ye pilgrims, inasmuch as the Great Father has given us this year an abundance harvest of Indian corn, wheat, peas, squashes, and garden vegetables, and has made the forest to be abound with game, and the sea with fish and clams, and as much as he's protected us from the raids of the savages, he has spared us from our own pestilence and disease, has granted us the freedom to worship God according to the dictates of our own conscience. Now I, your magistrate, do proclaim that all you pilgrims with your wives and your little ones do gather at the meeting house on the hill between the hours of 9 and 12 in the daytime on Thursday, November 29th in the year of our Lord, 1623, in the third year since our pilgrims landed on Pilgrim Rock, to listen to your pastor and render thanksgiving to the Almighty God for all of his blessings. Man, that's a leader. This person, they went through hard times. They went through tough times. They had to figure out how to work with the Native Americans to plant food and harvest food and go and hunt game. And so I'm sure they went through difficult times. But they sat back and they looked at their first 3 years and they said, boy, we have got to give God all the thanks for what's taken place in our life. And you know what? Whether you're on the mountaintop or whether you're in the valley today, there's always a reason to give our Lord and Savior thanks. Amen? The Bible says in Ephesians 5, 19 and 20, it says, speak to one another with psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Sing and make music in your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I can imagine that Thanksgiving celebration with those pilgrims. It was crazy. I'll bet those guys were so happy. They were having so much fun with all their families. They were celebrating. It just was putting joy on their face. And like I said, they didn't have an easy life by any means. But the life they did have, they were very thankful for the things that they were given by the Lord. And so the story that I want to share today comes from Luke chapter 17, and it's about a group of 10 men. And these people also, they were very happy. They were very thankful once they had an encounter with Jesus. But their life was pretty tough. They went through something that was really difficult. And so I want to read those scriptures to you again before I share more about the story. Luke chapter 17, verse 11, it says this. It says, now it happened, as he went to Jerusalem, meaning Jesus, that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. Then as he entered into a certain village, there were 10 men who were lepers, who stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. So when he saw them, he said to them, go and show yourselves to the priests. And so it was that they all went, and they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, he returned with a loud voice, glorified God, and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. So Jesus answered and said, were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? Were there not any found who returned to give glory to God except this foreigner? And he said to them, arise and go your way. Your faith has made you well. Now, I don't know if you know much about leprosy, but leprosy was an incurable disease in Jesus' time. It was a terrible thing. Like today we have cancer. Cancer really is not that curable. I mean, we can give you medicines to prolong it. We can give you medicines to sometimes put it into remission. But it's something that is not really curable unless you could take out that piece that is infected at this time. Leprosy, it was worse than cancer in the sense that with cancer you still live with your loved ones. You could still visit in your community. But leprosy was one of these things. It was so contagious that they sent you out of the camp. You were booted out. You couldn't live with your family anymore. You were set on a community with just a bunch of other lepers. You were lonely. You were sad. You were hurt. And your life was absolutely miserable. Talk about a terrible, terrible disease. So Jesus, he's walking to Jerusalem. And as he passes through Samaria and Galilee, he sees these 10 lepers. And they lift up their voices. They say, Jesus, Master. Now, how do they know that? But they must have believed. They say, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And so those 10 men must have known that Jesus had the power to heal them. And so what did Jesus do? He healed them. Right then and there. He healed them. And he told them, go show yourselves to the priests. What an awesome God we serve. Now you wonder, why would he say, go show yourselves to the priest if he already healed them? Well, remember, when you were a leper, you were so struck with this disease that you weren't welcome back into the community. And so if Marcia was a leper, they would never let her back into Emporia. But if she would sneak in and she'd go see that priest, the priest would pronounce, Marcia's clean. She's welcome to come back in. Then she'd get to live with her family, David. David wouldn't have to live off ramen noodles anymore. Life is good for everybody. And so they went to the priest and they were clean. You see, Jesus didn't care just about healing their physical disease, But he wanted them to come back into the family too. And so he sent them to the priest. That's the awesome God we serve. But you know, after they did all that, there was only one person that came back and said thank you. He healed all 10 of them, but only one came back and said thank you. I asked Shannon, I said, how would you react if Jesus healed you of some kind of crazy, incurable disease? She said, you know what I would do? I would have thanked him right away and bowed down at his feet before I even went to the priests. Amen? Amen. But so this happened, though. All 10 of these were healed. Only one came back, and Jesus said, well, what happened to the other 9? Where did they go? Sometimes I wonder, aren't we like the other 9? Jesus does so many great things for us. We have so many things to be thankful for. But most often, all we do is ask him for more, without even thanking him for what he did for us. That's what these other 9 lepers did. They took what Jesus would give them, that healing, and then they were gone. They left. How many people do we have that are like that? We cry and cry and cry to Jesus when we need something, and he gives it to us, and then we leave him, only to ever come back when we're in trouble again. This one leper, he wasn't like that, though. He said, you know, I don't know where those other guys are, but I'm bowing down before your feet. I'm shouting glory to your name. Thank you, Jesus, for healing me. Now, if I could be like any one of those lepers, I want to be like that one that tells God thank you. But if I examine my own life and I did as I was writing this message, there's times in my life, too, when I don't say thank you for everything that God does for me. And so this Thanksgiving season, you know what I want to work on? Well, everybody's enjoying time with their families, and everybody's enjoying food, and everybody's enjoying all these wonderful things. I want to enjoy that too, but I want to find a way that I can grow closer to God. I want to find a way that I can open my heart and I can have a thankful heart. You see, the thankful heart of that one leper changed him. Changed him. And Thanksgiving can change you too, if you'll let it. The neat thing about Thanksgiving is when you give thanks and praise to God, it replaces complaining, it replaces unhappiness, it replaces not being content, because you're not focusing on what you don't have, you're focusing on what you do have. And so think if you and I would walk around and try to give thanksgiving to God and to the people that helped us every day, how it would change our lives and how it would change others' lives. We would be a light in the world. And isn't that what Jesus called us to do? So maybe you're thinking, well, that sounds good, Pastor. I'd like to be more thankful. What are some things that I can do to show God thanks? Just like this leper did. This leper shouted out Jesus' name, which is praising him, and he fell down before his feet. How can I do something to show God I'm thankful for him delivering me from sin, for him being my Lord and Savior, for him giving me eternal life? What can I do to show him thankful? Well, the first thing you can do is spend time with them. Anybody you love or that loves you, you know what they want more of? Not more money. They don't want more things. They want more time with the person they love. If you really love Jesus and you want to thank him, spend some more time with him. You're going to have a day off, hopefully, this week. And on that day off, we're so tempted to fill it up with all that junk that we need to do at home. Mowing the grass, raking the leaves, fixing the toilet, whatever those things are. Instead of doing all that, would you just spend a little bit more time with your Lord and Savior? Telling him how you love him. Telling you how you enjoy him. Another way you can show him you thank him is by acting like him. After all, we call ourselves Christians. That means we're supposed to be Christ-like. So maybe you have something in your life, you have a person that you just haven't been able to forgive. They don't deserve it. You're sick and tired of them. Who cares? They get what they deserve. Well, I'm glad you feel like that, but that's not very biblical. And so maybe you could find time this week to forgive that person. To pray about it. Even if you know they're going to do the same thing again. Even if you know they're going to act in a certain way. It's not really about them. It's about you. Maybe you can go to the Lord and say, God, help me to forgive this person. Help me to treat him like a child that you created. Another way you can show God you thank him, by serving others. the greatest servant that ever lived, his name was Jesus Christ. And he set the example by serving you and I. And so instead, when you sit down at that Thanksgiving meal waiting for your wife or husband or kid to serve you, why don't you serve them? If you see somebody who needs help, instead of blowing them off and said, well, they should have had a better job. Well, they should have had this. Well, they should have had that. Why don't you put your ego down and your pride down and serve them and show them love? Another way you can show God that you're thankful is by sharing his gospel. You know what Jesus wants more than anything in the world is for you to know him as your Lord and Savior. You know, as a Christian, we've been talking about every Sunday night for months is evangelism, getting out and spreading the word, sharing about Jesus. So maybe you could do that. Maybe you could reach out to a hurting person. The Bible says you honor God and you show that you love him by following his commandments. That's what it says in 1 John 5:2. Because you see, it's important not just to talk about these things, but to actually live them out. So this Thanksgiving season, while everybody else is focused on food and shopping, maybe you could be focused on growing a more thankful heart. Looking inside and thinking about the things that God has gave you, the people God has blessed you with, and figuring out, how could I be more like him? You know what happens if we're not thankful? Is we have the reverse effect. Now in Luke 17, we don't know what have happened to those other 9 lepers. But in Romans 1:21, we do read something that says this. For although they knew God, they neither glorified him as God, nor gave thanks to him. But their thinking became futile and their foolish hearts were darkened. Listen to that again. For although they knew God, they neither glorified him as God nor gave thanks to him. But their thinking became futile and now their foolish hearts were darkened. You see, if you don't give thanks to God, what happens is your heart gets darkened. Instead of being thankful for what you do have, you start looking at what you don't have. And you start complaining. Complaining is a sin. Brings on misery, anger, impatience, frustration, all those other things. But if you do give thanks to God, think of all the blessings that come. So as we get ready to close this message, I got to ask you. When you think about your heart today and where you're at, which one of these lepers are you like? Answer that to yourself. Are you like the leper that God has delivered you? He has answered a prayer. God has just been God. He's helped you to get the church safe this morning, and that's enough. And you just give him thanks and praise for those things? Or are you like the other 9 lepers where God does something for you and then you run away unthankfully until you need him again? Hebrews 13:15 says it like this. Let us continually offer the sacrifice of praise to God. That is the fruit of our lips and the giving thanks to his name. You know, throughout history, many cultures set aside a time for expressing their thankfulness to our Lord and Savior. And in the United States, Thanksgiving Day originated with these pilgrims. In the midst of their extreme hardship, loss of loved ones, and meager supplies, they still believed they were blessed. And they chose to celebrate God's blessing by sharing a meal with the Native Americans who helped them survive. You know, I truly believe that we can be thankful for everything. That we can be thankful in all situations, good and bad. And so I want to illustrate that in kind of a funny way. A strange way. I'm going to give you 3 different random things that I pulled out. Just brought from home. And I want to see if you can be thankful for them. How can we be thankful for them? So let's start with something easy. How can we be thankful for an empty can of Pepsi?
There was Pepsi in it one time. We had something to drink.
Yeah, you had something to drink. There was Pepsi in it one time. That's good. That's something we can be thankful for. Had the money to buy it. Yeah, that's a thing to be thankful for. Marcia?
You could recycle it for cash.
You could recycle it to make more cash, yes. It's not littered on the street. It's here in my hand, so that's good. Ariel?
That we live in a country that has beverages for us to drink and buy.
Yeah, we live in a country where we can go get this kind of stuff. There are places you can't buy things like this.
Thankful for the people that got the job.
Yeah, thankful for, if there wasn't such company as Pepsi, there wouldn't be people that had the job. And if there wasn't people that had the job, you wouldn't have the beverage to drink.
And if there wasn't a job, they wouldn't be able to support their families. All that you get from an empty can of Pepsi? Josh?
Thank God for letting you be able to see the color of the dream.
Amen. Yeah, amen. So many people are colorblind or can't see at all. Look, you can see all these different colors. Brother David?
I was going to say it's the same company that makes Mountain Dew.
Hey, there you go. That's good. That's good. So, yeah, what a blessing. Yes, Angela?
That you're healthy enough to drink it.
Yeah, you're able to drink it and use your own body to drink it.
Special water. So we have water, some abundance of water that we can do specialty waters to make special drinks.
Yeah. We have so much of abundance in the United States. That's what you get from an empty can of Pepsi. What do you get from one of the pastor's old dirty shoestrings? What can you be thankful for about this?
You don't have to walk barefooted.
Hmm?
You don't have to walk barefooted.
Don't have to wash barefooted. That's right, yeah.
Trash can't?
Trash cans to throw it in when I'm done with it. Maybe, yeah.
Tie it?
Yeah, that's good that you can tie it. Somebody had to teach you how to tie it, right? And so thankful that God gave you somebody who would teach you how to tie it.
You can put it back in a new shoe.
Put it back in another shoe. It's still not too bad. That's right. Recycle it. Joshua?
Has many different uses,
yeah. Yeah, you can use it as a belt. Yes, indeed. Are you giving me a hint?
You can find a cat and play with it.
Yeah, you can find a cat and play with it. I mean, there's all kinds of uses for a dirty shoestring. Isn't it amazing how God blesses us? You know, He gave us fingers that allow us to be able to tie these things. Some people don't have hands. Some people don't have fingers. What a blessing. You see, these are simple things that everybody has in their house in the United States of America. An empty can of some type of drink and a shoelace. Think of all the things you have to be thankful for. What about this? My last object. This is an old battery. What do you have to be thankful for with a battery? Angela?
That you can purchase electronics that require batteries.
Yeah, that's great.
You need to remote for those batteries.
Yeah, thankful. We don't even have to get up to change channels on our TVs. Ariel?
You have the money to buy batteries. Batteries are expensive.
Yeah, they are. New or used, they're expensive. You know, kids have a lot to be thankful for. Batteries, they power all their little toys. Deborah?
The mentality that God gave us our brain that we can develop things such as that.
Yeah, can you believe? God gave us, gave somebody, whoever invented this, the idea to be able to create power that you can hold in your hand. I mean, without this battery, what would happen when we have these crazy storms in Kansas? When we lose our power, how would we know what's coming? How would our little storm radios work?
Cell phones.
Yep, batteries. Batteries do a lot of neat things for us, don't they?
If something instead, you could put a battery in it.
Are you okay? Open your mouth. Let me try it out. See what works. Something like a remote control, maybe? Or a toy? What kind of toy do you have to use batteries?
I don't play with it, but it's a car that has a remote.
Yeah, that sounds pretty cool. You know what I have that uses batteries? A little radio that I listen to sometimes. A remote control car, too. They're fun. Yeah. Batteries do a lot of cool things. What about a flashlight? Do you ever use one of those?
I have mine and the battery still isn't dead.
Whoa! It's doing a good job. Praise the Lord. I guess what I'm trying to point out to you is there's lots of people who might say, well, I'm glad Thanksgiving is a time for you to give thanks to your Lord and Savior, but I just don't have much to give thanks for. Folks, we have a lot to give thanks for. We can give thanks for these simple little items that I brought here today. We can give thanks for Him being our Lord and Savior. We can give thanks for Him delivering us from sin. And so here's my challenge for you as you leave today. We're not going to have midweek service on Wednesday. You guys know that. We will have prayer service on Tuesday. But what I want you to do today, if you go home, whether it's, you know, at night tonight or whether it's right after church, I want you to go home, sit in your favorite chair, close your eyes, or keep them open. And just think about as you look around your house, your home, I want you to think about, look at all this stuff I have. Where did all this stuff come from? It came from the Lord blessing you. And then I want you to close your eyes and I want you to think about, Think about all the people God put in my life that I have to be thankful for. Think about all the relationships that God has blessed me with that I have to be thankful for. Folks in America, especially as a Christian American, we have an abundance of blessings to be thankful for. Our country has a lot of blessings to give us. Our God has an infinite number of blessings to give us. And so as we close today, I hope that you won't be like the nine lepers. I hope that you'll have come into this service, maybe as one person. But when you leave, you're going to have a thankful heart. A heart that gets changed by the things that God has done for you. That you won't take all these things that we have for granted, like those other nine lepers. But you'll leave like that one leper who gave glory and honor to God for everything that he did for us. Let's stand and bow as we go to the Lord in prayer.
Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we just come before you today. We know, Lord, you are just so amazing, God. You've done so many things for us and our families. Lord, it's just miraculous of all the things that we have, God. All the people we know, all the blessings you've given us. Lord, if we're honest today, many of us have been like those nine lepers. Maybe, God, today is the day we want to say, you know what, Lord, I want to be like that one leopard. I want to come down here and I want to give you thanks at these altars today. Instead of praying and asking for things I don't have, I just want to come to the altars. I just want to fill them up, God, with tears of joy for all the things you have done for us. Lord, how you took me from one person and you created this new heart in me. God, and you made me a new man or a new woman. God, how you gave me this wonderful person in my life, whether it's my mom or my dad or my spouse or my brother or sister. Lord, how you've been there for me when nobody else could understand me. Maybe you just want to come today, come to the altars, instead of coming here for asking for something, just coming up and saying, God, thank you for what you've done. If you want to do that, you're welcome to come pray. You're welcome to come praise him. If you have any reason you want to come, please come to the altars. Enjoy your time with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.